or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Sector Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Sector Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio of all.
Can you believe it? It's 2011. I'm back on the air after a little time off. Thanks to you folks out there who continue to patronize listening to older shows on the Superhuman Channel. Thank you very much. Just want to mention a couple things. First of all, you can still get free Quest protein bars by coming to the Superhuman Radio website. Two protein bars will be mailed to you. I promise you, if you eat a Quest protein bar, you will never eat another protein bar for the rest of your life other than the Quest protein bars. They are the best, and we're going to have Tom Bilyeu on the show very shortly to talk about the genesis of the protein bar. And also, we still have to announce the December winner of the Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells. We'll be doing that this week, and you still have a chance to win for January. Please go to superhumanradio.com and enter by clicking the banner ad to win a $349 set of Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells. We're going to start off the year railing against the FDA. Why? Because the current administration is trying to give the FDA expansive power with the sneaky attempts of getting S-510 into another bill, which was successful, to give the FDA more control on food and hurting small family farms. We see something very unique going on at the FDA. My first guest today in this two-hour special presentation called FDA Fail is Anthony Roberts. How are you doing, Anthony?
Pretty good, Paul. How are you?
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
And by the way, I missed this. Your birthday was December, right?
My birthday is Christmas Day.
I'm so sorry to have missed that. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
So you and Jesus, huh?
And I'm 33.
Ah, there you go. 33 years old. Wow, you're young, man. You got a long way to go. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about this. So you broke the news on something very exciting to me because it shows, it proves that individuals at the FDA have no special talents. They're not endowed with a greater degree of honesty or integrity than the rest of the population, yet they oversee the rest of the population in one way or another. So first of all, let's talk about this. Something happened recently with the FDA's Division of Investigation. What's it called, OCI?
OCI, it's the Office of Criminal Investigation.
What is the purpose of OCI? How was it created? Why?
Okay, that's actually kind of funny. The purpose was when the, what's called the Hatch-Waxman Act came about, okay, there were, that's when generic drugs became, they put them on the market. They wanted to create more competition, okay, more of a free market state. So they passed the Hatch-Waxman Act, and now pioneer drugs had a shorter life expectancy on the market before someone could release a generic. What happened was, and we'll get into it in a sec, but basically a lot of laws were being violated. And the FDA saw a need to create a special investigative branch to look into the criminal actions by Big Pharma. And that's how OCI actually came about. It wasn't, you know, to go after steroid users or
supplement companies or
supplement companies or any of this craziness. It actually came about with very lofty goals of prosecuting Big Pharma.
Right. But that didn't work because, let's face it, you're not going to prosecute the guy who signed your paycheck.
Well, yeah, what happened was Dr. Frank Young was the guy who was in charge of the FDA, the whole FDA, in the 80s, okay? It was, and he was there when the pioneer drug versus generic drug thing came about. And what happened was basically his staff was taking bribes on an unprecedented level to push through generic drugs. Because this is going to make, you know, different pharmaceutical companies
Whose administration was that, just out of curiosity?
That was Reagan.
Good, okay.
But the interesting thing is that when Reagan came into office, he cut the FDA staff by 10% and cut their budget, and then he kind of got mixed when he started taking drugs.
Well, okay,
I mean,
but no. One doesn't justify the other. I mean,
one doesn't justify the other, absolutely not.
I mean, that's kind of like the employee who feels like they're not getting paid enough, so they steal a little bit once in a while. In fact, they feel justified by doing that.
And the big problem really wasn't just that some companies got a leg up, you know, on, say, drugs that would have been approved anyway. The problem was that they were circumventing a lot of the procedures. I mean, you know, the problem wasn't just that they pushed through the guys who bribed them and held back the others.
Right.
And that, to me, is sort of a moral push, you know. It doesn't really matter.
Right, right.
What happened was, yeah, they were pushing through companies that shouldn't have been getting approved.
Right. There was actually, under that administration, I remember there was a drug test accepted. I can't remember the drug, so I'm not going to put my foot in my mouth, but there was a drug clinical study accepted by the FDA, submitted by an unscrupulous drug manufacturer who cited a lab that was no longer in existence. The owner of the lab had been put in jail by the FDA previously, and the FDA didn't realize that that was the group that supposedly, quote-unquote, did this research that got the drug approved.
Well, how about Dr. Young, who resigned in disgrace, is still out there on the lecture circuit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's mind-boggling. And to be really honest, the people who were the whistleblowers in that case were the big pharma guys who weren't bribing the FDA.
Right.
I mean, if you're taking bribes, the people who aren't bribing you are the ones you got to watch out for.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It was 40 pharmaceutical employees from different, you know, various firms were indicted on that.
Interesting.
But here's the thing, right? If you look at what OCI has accomplished, they have accomplished a lot. They actually, in 2005, one of their investigations led to a $704 million judgment against Serrano.
What drug?
For Serostim, for growth hormone.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
That's huge. But, you know, what does it mean to Serostim? 2% drop in their stock price.
Right.
2%.
So if you were buying the OCI, what would you have them be doing?
You know what? I would think that there should be an investigative branch that goes specifically after, you know, big pharma.
But let's be honest. This is what I'm asking. It's a loaded question.
Who
in big pharma is doing anything that isn't hurting people?
You know, part of the problem is that because they go after, in my opinion, because they go after prescription drugs and mislabeled drugs, that put them into the sphere of going after, you know, little internet steroid dealers, and that's problematic, I think.
Right.
Because the two crimes are really unrelated.
Right. I agree.
I mean, there's really no relation between a guy making $50,000 a year selling steroids on a message board and Serostim being sold and billed to Medicaid to the tune of $600 million.
Right.
There's really no parity there. They shouldn't really be, you know, sort of watchdogged by the same
So why? So why? So why is the FDA spending? And we have to take a break. So we're going to hold this question until we come out of the break. But one has to ask themselves: why does the FDA focus so intently on supplement companies and anabolic steroid dealers when the real culprits, the real criminals out there who are doing crimes in the billions, seem to get a pass? We're talking to Anthony Roberts. When we come back, we're going to pick up the subject. FDA fail. Welcome back. It's a new year. We got a bunch of great shows lined up for you this week. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. But you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. the new, quieter, Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexBend technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to PowerBlock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Thousands of Super Human Radio listeners already know how well PLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now PLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any PLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite PLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Super Human Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one product. There are a few products that I believe in where I believe in Canseen eye drops. I've been using Canseen for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print of 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Canseen eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Canseen eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and the fastest customer service of all the nutrition outlets. Even some of the most popular supplements are outside of all the Super Human Radio. They carry All-American EFX, allergy sciences, and primordial performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit allnutrition.com today and check out their complete line of different deals and learn more about the one you visit from allnutrition.com. Best supplements in the universe at allnutrition.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has Taxotrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Finally, a bone bike supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserm 347 is here. Bovine Metallensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserm 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine Metallensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Welcome back to Superhero Radio. I got some listeners on Facebook saying that they can't hear the show live. Well, I'm monitoring the station on another computer, and I can hear the show live. If you are listening to the show live right now, could you go to my Facebook and look for the post for today's show and post whether or not you can hear the show? This is baffling. Also, if you would like to know if you're listening using the player that's on the Superhuman Radio website, if you're using the player on shoutcast.com, so we get to the bottom of this. My guest today is Anthony Roberts, and we're talking about the FDA's Division of Criminal Investigation. And the reason we're talking about this is because something happened at the OCI, and it's pretty embarrassing, right?
Yeah, well, the director was... he wasn't forced to resign, but he resigned amidst a lot of scandal and controversy. He had been running the agency pretty much from his house.
Let's say something first of all. Number one, people are people. I don't care if you're a politician, you're a judge, you're a doctor. You're an investigator. People have all the flaws that everyone else in the population has. The idea that we somehow think that because this guy rose to a position at the OCI that he is beyond reproach is one of the mistakes that the human population looks at authority with, number one.
There are some guys over intersection of humanity. That's what you find in law enforcement. You certainly don't find some mythical talent pool that the FDA only can draw from. You find the average person. And that goes for everyone. I mean, you know, I went to school with guys who are now in law enforcement who, we'll say they had a less than storied academic career when I was in school with them.
Right.
And, you know, they're a cross-section of, you know, of the population.
Right, right, absolutely. And this is important to note because this is true of judges. I mean, if you've ever had a judge in family court or any type of court environment, you find out that they have biases, they handle things a certain way. And again, we endow people with qualities that quite often that they don't really have. With that being said, it also should be noted that there are people at OCI that are stand-up people, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some really great guys, you know, really smart guys that I would say, you know, changed the face of the war on steroids, you know, through their own investigative techniques. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so with that being said, let's talk about this guy. So he's running the show from home. I loved it that the analogy you gave me was it was kind of like he was like Charlie's Angel, right?
Yeah, he was like Charlie. He had, you know, he just ran the agency. All right, Angel. I call it Terry's Angels. His name was Terry Vermillion. And he just ran it from his house. And it was the same thing, you know. They didn't see him. And he, you know, he's actually, by the way, you said he, you know, he had this career at OCI. You know, before that, actually, he was a Secret Service agent.
And so, but let's get back to before where he came from. Let's talk about what he was doing. So you say
that's part of it because some in the agency alleged, and there was a whistleblower that went to, I believe it was Joe Barton from, he's the sixth district of Texas.
Right.
There was a whistleblower who said, look, this guy is showing favoritism to Secret Service agents within the agency.
Right.
And certainly, I would say that it's a fair assessment of the agency to say there was Secret Service agents who then went to OCI. There was maybe a more fraternal bond between them and the other agents.
So they were trying to cover each other's, feet.
But keep in mind this. They drew their agents, only like 220 agents in the whole office.
Of OCI.
Yeah, and I can't say that I've known, let's say, five former DEA agents that now work at OCI to draw the same analogy and say, well, hey, they were kind of fraternal with each other, too.
Right.
You know, I can't compare with, but I can say that, you know, there was a certain camaraderie, I would estimate, between the former Secret Service agents. I'm not saying it's bad, just saying certainly there was a culture that existed.
And that's a common tactic when you move to a new area. You'll bring people from where you came.
Yep.
And usually that's not frowned upon because people feel that, well, they work more efficiently together. They have a style. They can get things done faster. But this guy was staying at home and really kind of, I mean, let's face it, what he was doing in any other industry would be slacking or sandbagging, right? He would make at the minimum.
I think he made more money than a Supreme Court justice. He made over $200,000 to work from home.
And he worked. And working from home in and of itself is not a problem. A lot of people, quote unquote, work from home and get a lot done. But the real thing was he was doing other things with his spare time, right?
He organized some workshops in Dallas so he could go see his son and his grandkids. He had what the whistleblower called an office mistress.
Really?
Yeah, and part of the problem here is that the oversight was lax. See, the agency that investigates OCI is a division of OCI. Like, so the internal affairs for OCI is a subdivision of that group, funded with the same money that OCI gets.
Right. Right.
So ultimately what happened was GAO got involved, and that's, you know, basically a government agency that looks into was, well, we didn't look into the director, we looked into the agency, which is a bit stupid.
Right. Now, was it just that he was slacking and not doing his job, or was he also failing to do a fair job, would you say?
I would say that, I wouldn't say he wasn't doing a fair job, but at the same time, you remember the peanut incident, the salmonella?
Yeah, right. The peanut company of America hadn't had an investigator there to view their factory for over 10 years.
Okay, and, you know, as I recall from the investigation, they had emails from the CEO, right, saying, oh, yeah, the salmonella, ship them out anyway.
Right.
Okay, where is that prosecution?
Well, let's face it, that's not as sexy as going after an anabolic steroid dealer, because that'll get you a lot more publicity in that age.
You know, that was a couple of years ago, right? There was something like 8 or 9 people killed.
Right. Right. 1,000 people got sick, too. Right.
Okay, but I can't go kill 8 or 9 people.
No, you could. Well, no, you could if the government made tax dollars on the debt, yes.
I mean, so it's one of those things like, that should be something OCI goes after.
Yeah, so
what have we seen from that?
There was a blatant disregard for life by the CEO of that company when he said, go ahead and ship it anyway. And no one got punished. You're right.
What happened was the Food Safety Modernization Act got fast-tracked.
Which in and of itself is a failure because you have the same incompetent, corrupt individuals. I mean, let's face it, the FDA has had the strength that it's needed to keep our food, quote-unquote, safe all along. But
then, it has, part of the thing, you know, that's kind of, it's very odd. Like, for example, a company will issue a recall. The FDA cannot issue a recall. People think the FDA recalls food or recalls that the FDA can go to the company and say, we would like you to issue a voluntary recall. Part of food safety and modernization is that the FDA now will have the power to do that, and they'll sort of have the power to gather evidence and subpoena information without going through the Department of Justice.
Right.
Now, I think the FDA should be able to issue a recall, but there's a lot of baggage that goes along with that bill that I think gives them overreaching powers.
Right. And everybody, let's face it, we're afraid of giving the FDA any more power than it already has, let's be honest.
Well, it's very odd. Like, I mean, for example, like you said, they're going after steroid dealers. Those are mislabeled drugs, sort of. Those companies really aren't passing themselves off as pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
The guy selling on some message board?
Really need the DEA going after them.
Okay, but here's the catch-22. You want a bigger desk and you work for the DEA, you're not going to get it by busting a $50,000 a year steroid dealer.
Right.
You're going to get it by busting a $20 million a year cocaine dealer.
Right.
So you can't really devote that time. And you would ask, why is OCI going after these guys? I think it's a bit of that. I think it's a bit of they really can't go after the cocaine dealer. You know,
that's out of their bailiwick entirely.
Yes. So they go after the steroid dealer. It's sort of, like I said, it's sort of happenstance that it just worked out that's kind of a mislabeled drug.
Right.
I mean,
is it really mislabeled? Let's be honest here. If an anabolic steroid lab puts a label on a bottle that says testosterone and anything, 250 milligrams a milliliter, you know, and if they want to take the time to put how much benzyl alcohol and benzyl benzoate and everything else in it, right? Is it mislabeled or is it that they aren't licensed to produce it?
Well, it's both. Like a mislabeled drug, it's both. But like I said, I think the most you're going to get for dealing steroids, right, if it's 1 pound of dealing steroids, I'm talking about the lowest level, you know.
Right.
It's like 5 years, like the highest you're going to get.
Right.
So, it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't make a ton of sense for some DEA agent to waste his time on that.
Right, but for the OCI, because, let's face it, that's, again, it gives them that sexiness.
It also begs the question, like, can you go after, for example, medical marijuana is now an approved medication. Now, can they go after marijuana dealers? Right? Because it's approved for medicinal purposes in certain states. Is that now a mislabeled drug when you buy a dime bag?
That's a really good question. There may be light bulbs going off over at the FDA right now.
The first thing I thought was that, you know, Merck looked into methamphetamine, right? MDMA, ecstasy. They looked into it.
Antidepressants, right? Yeah, right.
So, like, now is that a mislabeled drug when you buy Mitsubishi's or whatever? Like, it doesn't really make sense. In my estimation, I think they should be focusing on big pharma, and if they need, you know, a branch to go after steroid dealers, get a branch to go after steroid dealers.
Why is it? We have to take a quick commercial break. Why? I want to ask you this question. Why do you think they're going after steroid dealers? Is it really? Is the sexiness of it, or is it some other agenda? We're talking to Anthony Roberts about the recent, can I say he stepped down? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he stepped down.
And what was his name?
Jerry
Vermillion, who stepped down from the FDA, who apparently thought he was putting Charlie Angel running the his division from his home. We want to talk about the mistress connection to you. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned for us. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest Protein Bar is at 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. NeedToSlim. NeedToSlim combines scientifically proven agents that show glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. NeedToSlim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get NeedToSlim by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get NeedToSlim today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anabolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anabolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anabolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Testcharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Testcharge has Texadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Testcharge. Testcharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Testcharge. Testcharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Testcharge today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole sensors had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, neutralplanet.com, or with vital supplements of soul. For more information, check out getds.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from Mike Mahler. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Superhero Radio. My guest this hour is Anthony Roberts. Love him or hate him, he brings the truth. And the only people who hate him is when the truth is pointing at them. One guy, I think it's the FDA. But anyway, okay, so first of all, let's talk about the. Give me the angle on the whole mistress thing. What was that about?
You know, it's difficult to say. I mean, there was this anonymous, you know, whistleblower. Basically, when GAO came in to do some oversight on the Office of Criminal Investigation, when they came in, basically, this whistleblower came along and said, "Look, there's a mole, and we knew about it, and we put on, you know, a good face for them, and their report on OCI is completely off target." And that whistleblower, within what he was saying, also happened to say, you know, that Perry Vermillion had this, you know, office mistress who was, you know, who was paying for various things for her out of, you know, OCI money. I mean, they didn't really elaborate on who it was, but I would say that my instinct is that everything the whistleblower said was true because Vermillion resigned a couple months later, you know?
Right.
I mean, it very much looks like he resigned because he was guilty, and, you know, I think that's a very fair assessment.
Did he have any skeletons from Secret Service when he came over?
Yeah, that was the early 90s. Basically, this is the guy who started OCI.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the guy who you know, first guy in who founded the agency, essentially, and built it from the ground up.
Right.
But, again, I mean, what's going on with that? Who knows? I mean, is there an investigation into him? Is he being brought up on charges?
Will we know about that if that happens? Will we hear anything?
You know, the Wall Street Journal has been pretty
vocal about it.
Yeah, pretty vocal about it. Even if it's just in kind of these asides they're doing or their blogs, they're keeping on top of it, so I'm hoping we see more from them on it.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of the other shenanigans that he may have been up to. I mean, was he just slacking, or was he doing anything else? He was running an internet business on the side or something?
Yeah,
like
he had the IT guys basically from FBI go to his house and set up like personal stuff for him, and I mean he was just doing a ton of stuff he shouldn't have been. You know, he was earning $200,000 a year. I mean, that's a ton of money.
You know, in my opinion, that sort of thing starts to take place when people become, they have a feeling of invincibility and untouchable. You know, Kissinger said it best, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is what we see in government in general. We see it from our politicians. We see it from judges. We see it from the individuals, from the police officer on the street, all the way up to investigators like this guy here. You know, when an individual starts to, I have a saying, when somebody starts to breathe their own ether, you know, when they really start to believe that they're invincible, that they're powerful, that they can do no wrong, that everybody depends on them, that is usually when the poop hits the fan for them, because they become, that's when they start doing stupid stuff.
You know, it's really funny, because even in the 80s, right, after these allegations of bribery were found to be true, and, you know, officers were on the take, what they did was they had bribery awareness classes.
So you have to be aware of someone trying to bribe you? You don't know?
So, like, for example, you know, if a pharmaceutical rep gives you an all-expense-paid trip to the Caribbean, that might be a bribe.
No.
Yeah, they had classes. I mean, it's unbelievable, like, the audacity to say, well, all right, I know what we can do. We can have classes, and this way, no one will get, you know, caught taking a bribe without knowledge. Like, if you're even in that situation where you might not know that you're being bribed, you shouldn't be working for the FBI at all.
And let's face it, the FBI is probably one of the most bribable organizations by virtue of its structure. And the fact that they get their money from the organization that they oversee, we've talked about this thousands of times on the show, and That's why most of them eventually go to work for the companies that they used to oversee. It's very common for someone to leave the FDA and go to work for a pharmaceutical company.
And the oversight was obviously lacking. I mean, that's what they found when they looked into the FDA. The oversight was lacking, and, you know, especially in OCI. And again, you know, OCI, there's a lot of talented guys there who, as I said, they completely changed the face of the war on steroids, you know, through their investigative techniques. And most people kind of think that I'm viciously pro-steroid, and I'm not. I think internet steroid dealing is very problematic.
Right. Okay, expand on that. Why do you, I mean, let's get your opinion out there. A lot of people don't know this about you. Why would you say it's problematic?
Unfortunately, there's no age verification. Like, if you're a reasonable adult in control of your faculties, and, you know, I think you should be able to put whatever you want into your body.
Right.
Okay. Unfortunately, with internet steroid dealing, the kind you see on, you know, various websites, there's no vetting process to find out someone's age. And that is, to me, the only problem. As far as, you know, the purity of the drugs or all these other issues, you know, there really haven't been any steroid deaths from contaminated products.
Well, let's talk about something else, Anthony. You can probably attest to, if I'm wrong. But most of the powders that steroid dealers are buying from China and using are the same powders that legitimate pharmaceutical companies like Watson, for instance, are buying.
Watson was buying their Sangolin, their Anavar powder from China.
Yeah, so this illusion that the home brewing steroid dealer is somehow concocting something that is subpar. The only thing that could potentially make it subpar, let's be honest, is if he's not working in an aseptic environment, if he's not taking the same precautions to make sure that particulate matter and bacteria and so on are not becoming it. But then that's all addressed anyway when they put benzyl alcohol and other things in it, because the pharmaceutical manufacturer has that same challenge to make sure he's not delivering something that is going to cause sepsis once it's injected.
Right, that's a sort of a fallacy. The you have to have something in the aseptic environment to produce a product that ultimately isn't contaminated, because there are post facto agents you can put in that kill bacteria.
Right, and those are used by Watson and other companies that make testosterone preparation because they have the same challenges. It's not like as though they have they're in a bubble. They're in a room with a guy who's mixing the testosterone stuff, you know, puts his nose too on his break. You know what I mean? So, it comes back to this illusion. But with that being said, I agree with you 100%. The idea that a high school football player could obtain testosterone and use it at that age is dangerous.
That's a major problem. Yeah. And that's the problem. Yeah. Like, I don't really care what adults do.
Well, look, you can eat sushi and sashimi and die tonight. Or I like my steaks rare and occasionally eat raw meat, as everybody knows. So if the FDA is knocking on my door going, that's dangerous, you can't do that, then why are they knocking on my door? And keep in mind, in a country that still condones cigarette smoking, which kills 400,000 people a year. So let's be honest here, if the government really, really cared about people's health, they would abandon everything else and go out after the tobacco manufacturers exclusively and save a half a million lives a year.
Yeah, and that's kind of where, you know, that's the thing, you know, it needs to be consistent. The only problem I see with the online steroid dealers is simply that they have no age vetting process. And that's, you know, I think that's important that OCI does go after these people just because of that reason.
Right. But going after the adult male who is buying a bottle of testosterone, you know, every other month, and trying to vilify that individual is a waste of taxpayer dollars. And I'll tell you what else is another waste of taxpayer dollars. Trying to prove that Barry Bonds or any of these baseball players are using performance-enhancing drugs. Let's be honest. Everything they do is performance-enhancing. They have dieticians. They have surgeries. They have, I mean, hell, you know, Tiger Woods had radio keratotomy to improve his vision. What greater asset is there for a golfer than vision?
Not cheating on his wife would have been a greater asset, to be honest.
Maybe that was his, maybe if his vision was blurrier, he would have chosen different women.
I'll tell you what, he lost half of his money because he cheated on his wife.
Infidelity is a whole. You know what? Corruption, it takes all sorts of forms, but in my humble opinion, the single worst form of corruption is infidelity, because if you're cheating on the one person you're supposed to be aligned with, and you're not, you're really an effed up person to begin with. Okay, so we want to take a quick
look. What I actually want to get into is you brought up the Barry Bonds and Belko. Yeah, that cost the taxpayers, I believe, $50 million.
Right.
We got nothing out of that. It's not like the economy is fixed, and now we're saying, what do we do with this extra $50 million? I know, let's go up to Barry Bonds. That's not what happened. The economy is effed, and we're spending $50 million. And that's Jeff Nowitzki. He worked for the IRS. He was a special investigator, which means he's like a IRS agent with a gun.
Right.
And then he transferred to OCI. Now, I've spoken with, you know, a bunch of guys over there at every agency. I mean, I've spoken with guys at all levels of all federal agencies. And, you know, there are a lot of guys who don't agree with going after Lance Armstrong, Barry Bonds.
What does it matter if these guys, that's what I'm saying, what does it matter? What is it going to change? Everybody is using drugs in sports. So singling out an individual and making them a poster child does nothing for the sport.
Well, and like I said, I've had agents say to me, look, if I was going down a list of steroid customers from the bus, and I saw John Smith, and he ordered 50 bottles, I would flag his name because I know he's a reseller.
Right.
I saw Mark McGwire buying 2 bottles. I wouldn't flag his name unless I flagged every 2-bottle customer.
Right.
And they, you know, they're guys within the IRS. There are guys within OCI, even the DEA, who disagree strongly with what Nowitzki does.
Right. Yeah. And I want to talk about that when we come back. I want to close this interview with, you know, in your estimation, why? And we said this in the last break that we were going to talk about. We didn't get to it. But why are they going after the out-of-box steroid dealers? We're talking today with Anthony Roberts about the FDA. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hallidrol.com is a Hallidrol clone. Zurinibol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Zurinibol does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Zurinibol takes advantage of the patented liquid-made technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Zurinibol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Zurinibol today while supplies last at PrimorialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Zurinibol to be added to the federal ban list. Zurinibol. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl said, hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an integrated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Viagra with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLab.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from knee HarryLoveMuscle.net. Get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need Too Slim. Need Too Slim combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need Too Slim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need Too Slim by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need Too Slim today. DJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome back to Super Bowl Radio. The guest this hour is Anthony Roberts. We're talking about the FDA. We're going to talk more about the FDA in a little while, too. With Robert DiBaggio from Iron Magazine, you're going to want to stay tuned for the second half of the show, the second hour. Anthony, so what is it? What is it about this small crime that attracts so much attention from these organizations who just, I mean, all the way from the Vice President of the United States pounding his hand and saying that he could have been a big pro baseball player had it not been for anabolic steroids, which, I mean, really, that was one of the most laughable moments in Joe Biden's career, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's got an interesting memory of how things went when he was at school, and he remembers that he graduated at the, you know, top of his class, and, you know, I think it was the New York Times said he graduated something like 10th from the bottom. So Biden's got an interesting sort of Al Bundy-ish recollection of his academic career.
That's great. That's great. And when he said that, I really cringed when he said, you know, he was so upset that, you know, chances are, and think about what that means to the player that he played against. He was automatically accusing him of being on anabolic steroids because he sucked so bad as a baseball player, he couldn't do well. So surely it wasn't that he sucked, it was that they were too good because they were using steroids. But had it not been for steroids, I could have been a professional baseball player instead of this really poor politician. You know?
Yeah, well, had it not been for the other 70 people or 70-something people who finished above him in law school, he would have been first in his class.
See? And surely they were taking brain drugs.
His talent, you know, apparently was in baseball,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so what is it about this drug? Is it the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde effect that people believe anabolic steroids produces? What is it that makes people want to just hate anyone who has anything to do with steroids?
You know, I think, you know, part of it is this idea that you're cheating. You know?
Do you really think that's it?
Yeah, because if you look at the average steroid user, like 85% don't compete in any kind of sport.
Right. Right.
And, you know, steroids are always associated with cheating. But, the average steroid user isn't cheating anyone. And if you look at, obviously, the IFPB and the NPC, everyone uses steroids. So there's no cheating per se going on.
Right. If you're not using it, you're cheating. In the wrong direction. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it really, you know, I think part of it is sort of a puritanical outrage.
Yeah, but then why are people outraged when Tiger Woods or an athlete gets radiokeratotomy? Why aren't they outraged when a pitcher has a ligament rerouted through his elbow so he can pitch for a longer period of time in his career? Why are they not outraged when any of these other performance-enhancing techniques that don't occur naturally, that have to take human intervention, why is the line drawn when you stick a needle in your ass?
Well, you know, I think part of it is the nomenclature we use. I mean, and you can look at the recreational drug world, marijuana, whatever, and you see that there's this sort of idea that, you know, everyone that uses, let's say, whatever drug, cocaine, just a stigma, you know. In the 80s, it was like Wall Street guys, you know, and sort of slimy financiers. You know, there's a stigma with every drug, and it just so happens that, rightly or wrongly, you know, this is the stigma with steroids. It's really nonsensical, you know. And, you know, when you look at the figures, what you find is that, you know, steroid users are more educated, you know, sort of more well-off.
Yeah, I had Dr. Landon Booker on this show. His study about APEDs put a perspective for people that what the 90% of the people that were using anabolic steroids were using them for appearance enhancement, not performance enhancement. His attitude was it should be treated like any other cosmetic surgery, that the average guy that's using the drugs are using them because of the sense of well-being that they impart on them and make them feel younger, stronger, and so on and so forth. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. How is that any different than birth control? You know, a woman wants to go out and have sex and not get pregnant. She's allowed to take birth control. It has all the same quote-unquote BS side effects that steroids do. But for some reason, women are worth less, I guess, than men. Maybe the government just wants to save men. Is that what it is?
I went into a doctor's office that does, you know, regular GP stuff, chiropractic stuff, as well as gynecology and whatnot. And I went in, and there was a banner, like a, you know, paper banner over the receptionist's cubby hole. And it said, Botox Fridays are back. No, I took a picture of it, and I sent it to, like, half of my friends. So you can go to this guy. Every Friday, he does Botox. Like, you walk in, and it's just, why isn't there testosterone Friday?
Yeah, really.
Why can't I go there every Friday and get a shot? I mean, to me, it was sort of the most ridiculous thing. You know, and to be honest, with steroids, there typically comes a very healthy lifestyle.
Right.
I would hazard a guess that that's not true with Botox.
Right. Yeah, in other words, you're right. Because anybody who's using appearance-enhancing drugs like steroids is probably eating very clean, is probably training regularly, is probably getting to sleep early, and they're leading a clean lifestyle. Botox doesn't necessarily require, because you have to do those other things in order for anabolic steroids to work. You can't just talk about steroids.
The other thing to me, right, is, you know, we look at the Star Ledger here in New Jersey, which I think is a great paper. They're talking about public employees, firefighters and policemen, doing steroids, right? They just did a huge series called, I think it's called Stronger at Any Cost.
Right.
Okay. Now, what's the problem with firefighters?
I think that, if there was going to be a first line of loosening up the regulations, firefighters should be taking steroids because they should have every advantage when they are carrying a human being down the ladder. You know? But, and yeah, I think they should.
Well, here's my question, right? If you knew that you woke up in the middle of the night and 911 is the regular fire department.
Right.
811 is the steroid user fire department right next door. Who would you dial if you woke up and there was smoke in your house? I would never dial 911. I would always want the steroid using fire department at my house.
I agree.
Someone breaks into your house, right, and the regular police are at 911 and the steroid police are at 811. Who do you want? I want the steroid police.
Yeah, you're right. Because the 911 guy is quite often overweight, beyond his prime and being able to handle anything. He can get wrestled down by most of the perpetrators he's chasing. You're right. You're absolutely right.
No, I would absolutely want the guy using steroids to be dragging me and my family out of the house.
Yeah. No. He'll be carrying you and your family out of the house. It's the 911 guy that will be dragging you out of the house. Because
it'll be one trip. One guy goes in, the four of us come out. You know, I mean, no, and that's the thing. You're right. That should be the first line. It should be optional for them.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those things where, I mean, you know, they talk about cops and road rage, and maybe they'll, you know, manhandle a suspect. Okay, fine. But a guy who's pulling people out of a burning building?
Yeah, right. They didn't manhandle me out of a window. I'm okay with that. And the other thing is that road rage is all BS, and anybody who believes that, there's more rage taking place on beer than there is on Dr. Langenbucher, when I had him on the show, estimated that at any given time there are 10 million men in the United States on an anabolic steroid cycle. This is not HRT we're talking about. These are guys who are self-administering. And if there was roid rage, there would be deaths every day in the United States. Just imagine 10 million angry people walking through the country looking for a reason to fight with you. It doesn't happen. The truth about it, the guy who's on anabolic steroids is usually a lot more laid back and relaxed because he doesn't have that feeling of fear all the time. He's relaxed.
Yeah, and there's, you know, I don't know if there's 10 million guys, you know, using steroids, but whatever the number is, it would certainly be a lot more noticeable. And the thing is, roid rage, you know, open up a medical dictionary and look for that.
Yeah.
And the research is lacking.
Yeah, no, actually the research points in the other direction. Anthony, what's your blog now? Because you have to change your URL. Give it to my audience because they can go and get these stories firsthand instead of waiting for me to talk with you.
It's anthonyroberts.info.
And you've got to go to his blog. He always has great stuff. There's a lot of people who take offense to the things that Anthony writes, but Anthony writes about things that can be proven. He does his research. I call him the pit bull of journalism because when he gets onto a story, he doesn't let go until he squeezes every bit of truth out of it. That upsets a lot of people because, unfortunately, if he's writing the truth about you, you may not like it. But you can get it there. Anthony Roberts got info. Anthony, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
And stay tuned because when we come back, we're going to have Robert DiMaggio from Iron Magazine. I'm going to be talking more about the FDA. He is also a supplement manufacturer. He has a different perspective entirely. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We're going into our second hour. Hallelujah. Source using the original study. BioSearch 347 is here. Bull Bind Analysis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of BioSearch 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bull Bind Analysis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com. Today, there are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print for 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Fancy eye drops. The name says it all.
That's the number 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. When you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks keep relishes strength grows all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole bag of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1837. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
And testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's one Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade 1 androsterone. It converts to 1 testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX
NRX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get one NRX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make the season count by adding some new muscle with one AndroRx. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slim. Need to Slim combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slim by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slim today.
Welcome back to Super Human Radio. Our second hour, we have Robert DiMaggio, owner of Iron Magazine and Iron Mag Labs, also a sponsor of Super Human Radio. Happy New Year, Robert.
You too.
So, good. So, we're talking about the FDA, which I know is a subject that is near and dear to your heart, both from the standpoint of being a supplement manufacturer, but also because you are heavily involved in following food safety and so on and so forth. We had Anthony Roberts on a moment ago, and we were talking about an OCI investigator that had to step down because he wasn't doing his job. And one of the comments I made in the first hour of the show is that for some reason, we as individuals have grown up to think that people who reach a level of authority somehow are endowed with some special capabilities or talents or a greater degree of honesty or whatever that allows them to do that job, when in fact, they are just people like you and I, and they have the same quirks, idiosyncrasies, pitfalls, flaws, and in some cases, to a greater degree, maybe dishonesty and corruption is okay with them, yet they are governing and holding positions of authority and affecting other people's lives. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, first of all, I can say, well, not everybody, but those of us that are privy to the industry know that, you know, Big Pharma runs the FDA. I mean, that's a fact.
Right.
We got, you know, go back to Ephedra in 2005. When that was banned, I mean, that there was no reason for just cause. There were even, you know, doctors that spoke out saying the same thing. I think over 25 years, they linked it to 85 deaths, which, I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah, because there's 100 deaths a month from Pharma.
Exactly, that's the only prescription drugs or any other thing that's on the market. One thing I was just reading was about how, I'm not saying we don't protect our interests, but how a lot of FDA agents will go work for Big Pharma after they're done, you know, working for the FDA.
That should not be allowed. That should just not be allowed. You know, If you go to work for an ice cream cone manufacturer, they may make you sign an employment contract, and part of that employment contract can be a competitive waiver that says that when you leave your position, you cannot go to work for any other ice cream cone manufacturer for a period of 5 years or 7 years or whatever. And that is very common in industry. What I don't understand is that politicians really aren't corrupt. That they're really not corrupt, then how long will it take them to say, finally, you know what we need to do? We need to close the revolving door at the FDA. We need to make a rule that once you work for the FDA, you can never work for pharmaceutical or food manufacturer, period, end of story. And if you don't like that deal, then don't come to the FDA to cut your teeth and build relationships to jump to the other side. Just go to work at the other side and start out the mailroom and work your way up.
Last year, I don't know if you knew this, in January of 2009, you know, there were a bunch of FDA, or a group of FDA scientists, you know, that sent a letter to the Obama administration about the corruption of FDA.
I actually have a copy of it. I planned on having it going on, but yeah, I did see a copy. I have a copy of it in my inbox, actually.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit. So what was the purpose of the letter? What were they saying?
Well, they had more to do with managerial, you know, just, again, the conflict of interest. But the people that are running the FDA, obviously not the scientists, they're just doing what they do, but the people in charge of them, and, you know, how they're being, some that are persuaded, you know, better word, persuaded. around the napkin. I think the best example would be Ephedra. We can also, get into growth hormones as well, but, it all goes back to their interest.
Well, let's talk about Ephedra for a second.
Okay.
Ephedra worked. It did have some side effects. It taken in stupid doses, it could cause an elevation in blood pressure and heart rate. That is also true of prescription drugs. However, Ephedra really did cause people to reduce their appetite and burn calories at a higher degree. So who was really threatened by Ephedra? The pharmaceutical industry, right?
Absolutely.
100%. And the pharmaceutical industry couldn't take over Ephedra because it's a naturally occurring herb in Mont Blanc, which is an Asian herb. So they couldn't patent it. They couldn't do anything with it. They couldn't tie it down and make a profit on it. So they figured they needed to kill it so that when they introduced their amphetamine-type weight loss products, that they didn't have an over-the-counter competitor, right?
Right, but it's still okay to put ephedrine, not ephedrine, the herbal version, but ephedrine into many cold remedies over-the-counter.
And bronchial dilators. In fact, for those of you who watch Glee, I just recently watched an old episode of Glee where they were giving all the kids something that had ephedrine in it. It was a really cute episode, actually. It was funny. But, so what people have resorted to now is they've resorted to taking bronchial dilating drugs to get the same effects of their over-the-counter ephedrine, ephedra products.
I'm just going to read it.
Sure.
I mean, we talked about this last time, the prescription drugs and the toxicity and all the warnings on the commercials, et cetera. There was a drug called torsatrapib that Pfizer was doing clinical studies on, and it killed 82 of 7,500 people who tried it in their study. And they were mad because, that they said, that's a little bit dangerous. Whereas Lipitor only killed 52. So that one was okay.
I didn't know that. Well, why, but you have to remember now, there's the difference. This is the way the FDA looks at things. When they look at endpoints in research like that, they look at the potential death rate if you don't take the drug. Now, in the case of cholesterol meds, the cause of heart disease is greatly mislabeled and blamed on cholesterol, and it's not the cholesterol that causes the problem, it's inflammation. So when they look at those endpoints, they go, this is a population that is going to have a high death rate. 52 is probably acceptable. And that's really the way they look at it, I'm sure.
Okay, and I think that's okay to look at it that way, but they contradict themselves when they go and take something like Ephedra off the market.
Right. And why hasn't Tylenol taken it? Literally, I'm not joking when I say 100 people a month die from Tylenol poisoning. Many people lose their livers because of Tylenol.
Anything can be abused. People talk about the methylated steroids that are still legal on the market, and you're going to destroy your liver. Well, you can do that with a lot of things pretty easily if you wanted to.
Right.
There's education, there's use, there's misuse and abuse, and that's what it comes down to, is educating yourself. But here's another little fact. Just in the U.S. alone, 250,000 people die per year from prescription medications.
Because of accidental overdoses or because of incorrect drug interactions?
I don't know.
And the truth is that most elderly people die of polypharmacy. They don't die of the heart attack that or the high blood pressure or the cholesterol that the medications they're taking are designed to protect them against. They die from the results of taking all of those medications as a concoction and how it toxifies the liver and destroys the organs. And many individuals in their 70s that are on 4 or 5 different medications die because of polypharmacy, the complications due to consuming that many different drugs. No one talks about that. And then, I said this a moment ago, and I'm not a proponent of more government interaction. So I want to be clear about that. I'm not saying that government needs to control everything. I think that the free market can control a lot. But what I am saying is, a government who says, we are protecting you by passing S-510 because food safety is an issue, and we're protecting you by locking up the steroid dealer, and we're protecting you by putting this supplement manufacturer out of business,
is a liar. A liar, 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 pants on fire when you allow tobacco companies to continue to produce 400,000+ deaths a year. And that is 400,000 direct deaths, proven deaths. I mean, never mind the deaths that occur as a result of the use of tobacco with other diseases. And the disease consumes them faster because of what the tobacco does. So a government that says to you, we care about you, we want to protect you from these evil supplement companies and all these other evil people out there, but takes tax dollars from tobacco companies. The basic premise is that murder in the United States is allowed as long as the government gets their tax cut. That's it. That's it. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Robert DiMaggio from Iron Magazine. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Magnesium is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has Taxotrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. DJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but will never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBRAUN.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at Best Prices and Fastest Custom Service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, Melody Sciences, and one of the world's products at the best prices on the deck. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line.
Welcome back to Super Bowl Radio. Have you tried the Quest protein bar yet? If you haven't, you're missing out big time. I can promise you. You know what? If I'm wrong, I'll put you on the show and you can tell me to my face. Quest makes the best protein bar I've ever tasted, and I'm not just saying that. They're delicious, high-quality protein bars. You can get 2 free protein bars by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Quest protein bar banner ad, and they will ship them to you free of charge. You don't have to pay shipping, anything. They're great. Check them out. I promise you won't be disappointed.
Also, I want to thank all of you who responded to the Final Service 327 coupon over the holiday. We hope you enjoy your bovine supplement. And that coupon code went dead on the 31st. I'm getting some emails from people asking about it. I believe that December 31st was the last day that it was effective, but feel free to contact RLS Supplements directly and pose that question to them. Okay, we're talking with Robert DiMaggio from Iron Magazine and IronMagLabs.com. So, Robert, as a supplement manufacturer, how do you feel about the desired increase in reach that a lot of the politicians are fighting today to give the FDA?
Well, I mean, with that S-510 bill, I mean, basically the FDA is just saying they can do whatever they want. They don't need any science to back it up. They can literally just say, that's unsafe, pull it. They don't have to test it. They don't have to do anything. I mean, I don't think people realize the pressure that, I guess, me giving them, if you want to put it that way.
Right.
I think you talked about this earlier.
We did do a show on S-510. We've done several shows on S-510. We did a show on S-510 a very long time ago. We had like over 30,000 faxes go out as a result of it. Then we did a new show, a recent show, that actually got me. I had a scientist who was supposed to do a show who declined doing the show because he didn't like the idea that I suggested that people pelt Harry Reid and Dick Durbin with eggs next time they see them for selling the American people down the river by sneaking S-510 language into a different bill. He found that offensive that I suggested that. Which comes full circle to this notion that we're supposed to respect people in authority just because they got into the position of authority when you should. You know, my father told me a long time ago, you should only respect people who deserve your respect. And the only way you find out if people deserve your respect is how they treat you and how they act. And Dick Durbin and Harry Reid proved that they don't give a damn about the American people.
I don't know. I think this bill is as dangerous as the Patriot Act. I mean, they're taking away our rights, and they're trying to make us think they're protecting us, which, you know, that's what the government does. But they're not. They're not protecting anybody. They're just basically gaining more power.
Right. So, now, as a supplement manufacturer yourself, how do you conduct business differently now that you know that the S-510 language has been incorporated?
I guess as some people say, you know, I'm putting my neck on the line.
By staying in the business, you mean?
Yeah, in the business and the type of, you know, what I call hardcore products that we're trying to keep out there and available, you know, and educate people. You know, I'm not out trying to, you know, sell to teenagers.
So what do you do to not sell to teenagers?
Yeah, I mean, if someone has a credit card, you know, if they're 18 have a credit card, obviously they can.
And we have teenagers who have access to their parents' credit cards and will order a product under their parents' names because there's a lot of teenagers out there who are sicker than their parents.
Exactly. I mean, you can't stop that, but I feel that I try to do the best I can to educate and not just sell, you know, products. You know, to tell people exactly what it is, what it's going to do, you know, different support supplements you need if you're going to use it, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't feel it should be, you know, these products shouldn't be on the market because, you know, there's adults that are educated that are going to use them correctly, and they should be allowed to.
Right. And I guess that's what it comes down to. We live in a country where you can order a rare steak, which some would say is dangerous. We live in a country where you can eat raw eggs, which some would say is dangerous. We live in a country where you can smoke cigarettes and kill yourself, which everybody knows is dangerous, but yet we don't live in a country where we can make those decisions across the board. You know, it really is confounding to me when you think about it.
We go on and on about tobacco as well. I mean, the statistics that I'm looking at says worldwide 5 million people, you know, die per year of tobacco-related causes.
How many people died in the Holocaust? You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to venture a guess and sound like a fool.
Millions, right?
But do you know it's 5 million?
For tobacco?
No, for the Holocaust.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Because what I want to say here is that the American government
the American government is having their own little holocaust every single year that they allow people to continue to smoke tobacco. And when I say allow, what I mean by that is, why don't they put the tobacco companies out of business once and for all? The way they go after supplement companies who are supposedly hurting people. Why doesn't the FDA go to the American government and go, I'm sorry, we can't turn our back on this any longer. We're going to give the tobacco companies 5 years to get out of the United States. That we're not going to have any existing smoker can continue to smoke, but we'll need a prescription that their doctor will fill out for them, and they'll go to a pharmacy type environment, they'll pick up their Camels or their Marlboros and so on and so forth. And there will be no more new smokers. There'll be no more vending machines selling cigarettes. There'll be no more walking into candy stores buying cigarettes. The only way to get a cigarette is to a dispensary environment, so that the existing cigarette smokers will not be penalized for their stupid choices. They'll die on time like they were supposed to, but we will not have any new smokers in this country. Because the United States is condoning their own little private holocaust every year that 500,000 people in the United States die. So, you know, where's the outrage about that? I don't understand where the outrage is lacking there, but we can spend $50 million to find out if Barry Bonds shot testosterone while he was hitting home runs. Ooh, oh my God, could it be he broke records while he was using drugs?
Well, you know, Obama, you know, a lot of his campaign was that, you know, he was going to change Washington and get rid of lobbyists and special interest groups, which I don't think anybody believed that, but that's what he said he was going to do. I don't think any of that happened.
I've come to a conclusion that Obama, we misunderstood his message. When he kept saying change, 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 what he really meant was, when I'm done with this country, all you'll have left in your pockets is change. That's what I really think he was trying to get across at that point. And I got to tell you something. I don't care who the politician is. I don't like any of them anymore. Because they're all cut from the same ilk. They all make promises. They don't keep. Where's the truth in advertising laws? How come if I advertise a vacuum cleaner that normally sells for $300 for 6 cents, and then people find out it's actually a straw, a paper bag, and, you know, and a hairbrush, I can go to jail for false advertising, but a politician can stand up there and say, if I'm elected into this office, I'm going to do this, do that, do that, do this, and then he gets elected and doesn't do any of those things. Where's truth in advertising then? We bought a product. He was the product. He lied to us in the way he advertised his product. He didn't come through. Where's truth in advertising?
Well, my biggest problem with the government on that level is, you know, the government is supposed to be there for people and do what we want them to do, but we know that it doesn't work that way. They have the special interest groups that represent, you know, or that represent big pharma and, you know, all the big industries out there. And that's not representing the people and doing what we want them to do at all. And I just don't get it.
Well, and that comes full circle to what I said. You have these politicians that just want to get their job. They don't care. They don't care about living up to what they... I mean, look, how many of us... We sent over 30,000 faxes through the Super Radio website to various politicians saying, we don't want this 510. Do they care?
Yeah, and I used to do that all the time, you know, the petitions to congressmen and stuff. And I would even get responses, but, you know, they're just generic responses.
Right. They don't care. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. They don't care. The politicians don't give a damn about the people except when it comes time to vote. That's the only time. They mobilize our opinions at the time it takes to vote, and then once that's done, they disenfranchise us, split us up, and they don't listen to us anymore. That's all there is to it.
This was a few years ago, but there was a drug called Avandia. It was a drug for diabetics.
Right, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Yes, yes, it caused heart attacks.
Right, exactly. The death count was over 80,000, and it was voted 22-1 to keep on the market.
Right. And see, I have to tell you something. I feel sorry for the individuals at the FDA, like the scientists, who are trying to do good work. Because I don't think the problem is the scientists at the FDA. I think it's the management people at the FDA who are the ones that are interacting with the pharmaceutical companies and the food manufacturers. I really believe that the FDA doesn't even want good scientists. If they could run the FDA the way they run the AMA, the American Medical Association was founded on a policy of if you advertise on a magazine, we'll endorse your drug.
We don't care if it works. We don't care if it doesn't work. We don't care if you did research. We're not going to do any research. But if you're buying an ad, we'll say it's good stuff. And I believe that the FDA, if they could function that way, they would. Because they guarantee, let's give it to these scientists. These guys are pains in the ass. They want to know if this stuff really works. We don't care about that. We just want $1 million in application to get these drugs approved because that's where we make our money. And the truth is the scientists at the FDA are probably just coming up the works. Because if the FDA really gave a damn, they'd be doing parallel testing on these drugs to see if the drug manufacturer is lying or not. They thought, well, you did a study, we're going to do the same study. If it doesn't work, we don't get it to come out the same way or relatively close. We're not going to approve the drug. That's what that $1 million should be used for.
Right, and that kind of goes back to the S510, giving them the power. They don't have to prove anything.
Right.
They can just believe it's tainted, there's a problem, whatever, and pull it.
Right. And it's scary. And it's scary because you know what they're going to pull. They're not going to pull pharmaceutical drugs off the market.
I recently watched a movie that actually came out this year with Harrison Ford called Extraordinary Measures.
What's the premise? I didn't see it.
Harrison Ford is a scientist, and he has developed a cure for a rare disease. And Brendan Fraser is the co-star, and he has two kids with the disease.
Right.
But it really shows and demonstrates for people who don't know what it is, what it's all about, you know, to develop a drug and actually bring it to market. And it's not whether or not it's going to work. I mean, it's, okay, how much do we profit? Who's going to make that ingredient, if that's patent? That's what it comes down to, and they'll literally say, you know what, we can't make it because we can't make a profit. You know, we believe you this is going to work, but it's too difficult or too expensive.
And there's a flip side to that reality, too. There are people in this country who want to go abroad for other therapies who are being told, don't go, because those are the countries. You know, you're going to end up in a veterinary clinic. You know, the medical orthodoxy here and the pharmaceutical industry likes to make people think that we here in the United States are the only ones that have legitimate, honorable medical intentions. Now, if you go to another country, they're chopping people up and throwing them in a trash can when they're done with it. You don't want to go to some other country. Those other countries quite often are making breakthroughs that we don't even know about. Because it's being filtered from us even learning unless you do ardent research and work so hard to find out, like stem cell therapies. I mean, it's only after people screaming that they want stem cell therapy that now we're starting to see a little crack in the dome and we're starting to see stem cell therapies being experimented with. I mean, they've been doing stem cell therapies in China for the past 8 years. They've been doing them in South America for the past 5 or 6 years. That people are going there, coming home and going, I'm better, I'm cured. And of course, we Americans are going, you're an idiot. That can't be true because this is the United States, and if that was true, we'd have it here. No, you wouldn't have it here. But that's all right. Yeah, it's just like I can figure out a profit from it.
Right, and in some of the top scientists, even that are here working in America, they're not Americans.
Right. Thank you. Great point. I overlooked. Great point. Right.
Yeah, I mean, everybody thinks that if it's made in the USA or it's been approved by the US FDA or whatever, that makes it good or safe, and any other country, it's shady or who knows. And no, I don't believe that either.
You know what? When you see an ad for something that says FDA approved, that should make you think twice about even buying it. Really, I'm serious. Really. I mean, people look at that, oh, FDA approved, I can take it. No, you may not want to take that.
Well, I get those emails. Are your products FDA approved?
Yeah, and you should email back tongue in cheek. No, aren't you happy?
Exactly. I mean, why don't you go look at the drugs on the market that aren't FDA approved? How it affects them, the death rate, and tell them if you want to take them.
How does a doctor reconcile with his conscience when you walk in and you go, hey, doc, I'm depressed, right? And he says, okay, we're going to put you on Seroquel, and we're going to put you on, what's that other one that I love that kills people from diabetic coma? I can't think of the name of it right now, but we're going to put you on these two drugs here. So we're going to get rid of your depression. We're going to destroy your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your nervous system.
over the course of the next couple of years while we're making your depression, maybe making your depression better, because the truth of the matter is that only one-third of the people who take antidepressants see any results, and that result is not necessarily classified as feeling better. They just feel numb. So, how does a doctor, I'd love to have a doctor go to my Facebook or email me or message me and explain to me how the Hippocratic Oath goes out the window the moment you say, yeah, take this drug. It's got a lot of side effects, and they're probably going to be worse than the disease that we're fighting, but take it anyway. How do you do that as a physician? How do you do that? I want to know. I really want to know. I can't understand how you do that.
Right, and I mean, I've said this before, you know, doctors are drug dealers. I mean, that's really what they are. You go in there. I mean, I'm only going to go to one because I'm looking for a certain drug to do something, whether it's a muscle effect or... And that's why I would go to them. I mean, very rare I go see a doctor for anything else because that's typically what they're going to tell me. Well, we can prescribe you this drug and, you know, that should take care of the issue you're having. And then if that doesn't, you go back and, you know, go find a different one.
Yeah, right. Right. It's the truth of the matter is if you look at the pharmaceutical agenda today, it looks very much like the drug culture. When I was a kid, I remember my mom and dad sitting me down and saying, this is how the drug deal works. They give you a little taste, then you get hooked, then you gotta buy it. Wow, what an ingenious sales approach. Hey, wait a minute, that's what the pharmaceutical industry does now. They drop off samples at the doctor's office and say, well, we'd like to give these samples to your clients, and then once they start taking it, guess what? Then they have to start buying it. So the drug industry today is capitalized on the model that was developed by the recreational drug industry of yesteryear, the heroin pusher. The heroin pusher gave you a taste, and then you wanted more, and then eventually you were buying it, and that's how they do it today, too. The only difference is the pusher now wears a stethoscope and a white coat instead of mucus running down his nose and nodding off on the corner.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? At least you knew what you were getting back in the day when it was the pusher pushing it. But now you look at a doctor and you think, well, he knows what he's talking about. He's a doctor. He won't hurt me. He can. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. We're talking with Robert DiMaggio from Time Magazine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Turnable from PrimordialPerformance.com is a halidrol clone. Turnable will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turnable does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turnable takes advantage of the patented liquid vein technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turnable report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turnable today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turnable to be added to the federal ban list. Turnable protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866
973 or click the DLC banner head on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints of carbon, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the DLC banner head on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Discharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Discharge has Textradrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Discharge. Discharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Discharge. Discharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now, you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Discharge today. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Robert DiMaggio from Iron Magazine and Iron Mag Labs. Robert, you've got some new supplements coming out, right, that we're going to be talking about on the show here in the upcoming weeks, I believe, correct?
The newest product that we actually now have in stock is Methadrol Extreme.
Now, what is Methadrol Extreme?
It's similar to our other product, the Super DMDRX. It's a little more potent. It also has a third compound. I call it Decadrol. Basically, it's a growth hormone that acts like nandrolone.
It acts like nandrolone.
Right.
But it's not in the nandrolone family?
Well, it's a growth hormone.
Okay. So
and then it has the Superdrol, and the dimethylene.
So let me ask you about the question. As the nandrolone side of it, do you get that same lubricated feeling in your joints that people always talk about from DECA?
I mean, you should, but to be honest with you, we've only had this being beta tested for about 3 weeks. I mean, the feedback so far, I believe we have about 18 loggers that started running this in mid-December. Literally 100% positive feedback on this product.
What kind of feedback? Strength, pain, muscle gains, what?
All of the above. I mean, you're going to think you're taking, Panadol or Dianabol. I mean, it's that powerful. If not more. I mean, I've heard people say they gain 20 pounds in a month.
Right. Now, I can't help but come back full circle to what we were talking about a moment ago, but now, what is it that the FDA looks at when a product hits the market? If you say that a product builds muscle and strength, does that automatically make you a target for the FDA?
I think the target is, and they even said this themselves, they've warned consumers if a product says, they called it a code word, if it says anabolic.
Anything that says anabolic.
Yeah, you should beware.
Well, they're going to take carbohydrates off the market. Because just so people understand something, anabolism is not exclusive to muscle growth. Fat growth is anabolic. There's a lot of anabolic people in the United States. If you've ever seen some of these people, there's really fat people out there. So the FDA needs to start watching their mail and checking what they're doing to become so anabolic. If the FDA really wants to crack down on anabolics, they need to go after the companies that manufacture sweets. I'd say start with the Diamond chocolates and Dove bars and work your way down from there. Because that stuff is anabolic. If you eat that stuff every day, you get really big really fast. It's the truth, right? I mean, I'm telling you, anabolism is not exclusive to muscle.
Right. Going back to S510, but, one of the things that they're saying is that Americans are dying from unsafe or, food that's somehow tainted. And it's not even true. Most people that are going to die from any food is processed food.
Right.
They have additives, hydrogenated oils, aspartame, MSG, et cetera, et cetera. That's what's killing
Yeah, there's a cure for cancer. It's reduced inflammation, and you won't get cancer in the first place. And you're right. And these are the foods that cause inflammation. Who's that company that makes all the processed? Is it Morningstar Farms or something like that? I'm trying to get the name of the company that makes like the bologna and the silver sausage and all the processed meats. Anyway, but the bottom line is that the FDA needs to expand their meaning of anabolic and not make it, and they need to understand that protein synthesis and anabolic are very, very exclusive of each other. And fat people are hyper-anabolic people. And I think that from now on, when you see a fat person on the street, you should point at them and go, are you using anabolics? Because you are really big. You must be using some sort of anabolic agent. Is it pasta or bread? Bread is very anabolic, by the way.
Absolutely.
You can really put on a lot of weight very quickly if you eat nothing but bread day in and day out. That's anabolic, baby. I mean, you know, I'm being facetious. I'm going to do this real quick. Definition of anabolic. Let's just see what comes up.
I mean, my problem, you know, what I think is a lot of people's problem is just this stigma on the word steroids and testosterone. I mean, first of all, cholesterol is a steroid. I mean, there's a lot of things that are steroids.
Right.
It's not a taboo word.
Now, see, okay, so here's where the confusion comes from. I just Google definition of anabolic. So the first part of the definition is accurate. Relates to the synthetic phase of metabolism. Synthetic phase of metabolism, which means that you're growing, not shrinking. You're synthesizing, okay? Characterized by or promoting constructive metabolism. Constructive, well, what are we constructing? Fat, muscle, bone, all construction. It's not exclusive to muscle. But then they veer off track. Some athletes take anabolic steroids to increase muscle size temporarily. So immediately, anabolism is associated with muscle growth. It is not. And you are anabolic if you're becoming a big fat ass. You're becoming anabolic. You're just not partitioning that anabolic effect to exclusively muscle. The Greek anabolism, mound for ana, upward. The Greek breakdown of the Greek word anabolism, where it finds its origin. Mound, which is ana, equals upward. So, in other words, ana means increase, and is the set of metabolic pathways that construct. So basically, the word anabolic is meant to be increase upward. Okay? And anabolic steroid, of course, is a product that is going to exclusively increase muscle. Not always, but theory, right? But the idea that anabolics is somehow a word that means anabolic steroid or exclusive to increasing muscle is flawed.
It's well, the funny thing about that is them saying code word anabolic. I mean, protein's anabolic. I mean, so I guess they better not put anabolic on protein powder either.
Yeah. Sleep. Hey, wait a minute. Sleep is anabolic. We better wake people up. We can't let people sleep and be anabolic. Let's face it, your body, here, anabolism, the building up of body cells and substances from nutrients. Now, this is a true definition. The building up of body cells, doesn't say muscles, body cells and substances from nutrients. So food is anabolic in general. Sleep is anabolic. So we better stop people from eating and we better stop people from sleeping because they're anabolic when they do that. The FDA needs to get after them, too. They basically, sleep is a mislabeled drug, apparently. Because it's anabolic.
Right, and the most anabolic thing is food. And that's what, you know, we're always going to freak them. You know, you get all the people asking, what supplement do I take? Well, first needs to eat. Second needs to be, you know, high enough of protein. Before you even think about a supplement on a steroid.
And that's the truth, because most people can put on copious amounts of muscle if they would just start eating more while they're working out.
Well, and you can take all the steroids you want if you're not eating correctly, or let's say even I am working out, nothing's going to happen.
That's right.
I mean, you might have some androgenic effects from it, but there's not going to be any anabolism involved.
Right.
Unless you might get fat or increase your testosterone.
And you're right, it doesn't guarantee muscle growth.
Exactly.
I mean, anybody who's ever been on a cycle and got sick and had to take like 2 or 3 weeks off from the gym and ate my crap didn't go, wow, this has been the most 2 or 3 productive weeks I've ever had in my life because I didn't work out and I still put on muscle. No, you don't, nothing happens, you know? So, and like Louis Simmons said, very profoundly, I've never seen a bottle of testosterone bench 500 pounds. You know, it's the testosterone, anabolic steroids in general, are just methods of taking advantage of the work and nutrition that you're already using. And if they're not doing that, it's not going to work.
And it's another edge. I think you're talking about this, you know, the fullest pro athletes, you know, you need to give it every edge you can, and, you know, whether it's steroids or not, you know, that doesn't produce an athlete. I mean, anybody can take all the steroids they want. That doesn't mean they're going to be the caliber of a professional athlete. You know.
And that's a great point. That's a great point, because it's insulting to every athlete out there. All of those media talking heads and all of you politicians and all of you bureaucrats who go after athletes who are taking performance-enhancing drugs and try to reduce the 99% of skill, genetics, hard work, and effort to the 1% of performance-enhancing drugs that they're using, that's been shame on you. Shame on you. Because a lot of those athletes can stop using performance-enhancing drugs and they'll still work just as hard as they did before and they'll still be champion athletes. So, you know, to try to create the illusion that it's all the drugs, coming back to what Joseph Biden said, I could have been a pro baseball player had it not been for the anabolic steroids that I wasn't willing to take. Shame on you, Joe. What a lie. You couldn't be a pro athlete if they shot you with 5 grams of testosterone every single day and then made you sleep in a special machine that made your muscles grow faster and stronger. You couldn't, because you don't have the coordination, you don't have the genetics for it, you don't have the drive for it, because you're a mediocre human being at best. Shame on you to even compare yourself to those athletes.
Yeah, that's an insult to every professional baseball player out there. My favorite is probably John Elway, you know, never brought him, you know, quarterback 16 years. But I'm curious, do you think that if you have performance-enhancing drugs, you're going to be at his level? I mean, it has nothing to do with it. You know, it really is irrelevant. It's going to make you play a little bit better, but you're not going to overcome any genetic shortcomings.
It's not going to make you play better. It's going to make you recover faster so you can train harder. Think about this for a second. A guy who takes anabolic steroids is working harder than a guy who doesn't. It's not like as though he can cut corners. No, what the anabolic steroids do is allow them to go and beat their body up 3 or 4 times as hard. But you have to have the drive, the motivation, and the balls to beat yourself up to begin with like that.
I mean, if you took steroids on NFL football, I think we'd all be pretty bored.
Yeah.
We'd have players injured that aren't going to be playing next week.
Yeah.
Not going to recover fast enough. You know, and the level's going to be a little bit lower because you just can't be as strong and powerful without it. Doesn't mean it's going to be better, but there's going to be a lower level of intensity on the field. Injuries are going to be more, you know, a bigger effect on who's playing and who's not.
I am presenting an open challenge to the FDA. If you really, really want people to believe that you give a damn about the health of this American public, then shut down the tobacco manufacturers now. Shut them down. And then we'll believe you. We'll believe you. Then we'll say, wow, maybe they really are a fraud messengers because they just went after the big kahuna, the number one tax dollar generator, the number one generator of funds related to illness and death in this country. The FDA is balls, man. They did it. They did what no one else was willing to do. They stepped up and they said, Mr. President, we're not going to act like this isn't going on any longer. We're not going to go after supplement manufacturers who potentially hurt 6 people when we're killing 400,000 people a year by condoning tobacco use. And you condone it. If you don't believe the American government doesn't condone it, then tell them to stop taking tax dollars for it.
I mean, one thing they're good at is creating these campaigns to make people, to demonize I mean, that's what they did with whether it's, you know, marijuana, steroids, and demonized those things with their commercials. And it's unbelievable how that stuff lingers today. You know, if I ask somebody, you know, why are steroids bad? Well, they cut people.
Yeah, right.
Who would they kill? Mild, you know?
Yeah. Mild died of AIDS, most likely, just for the record. For those of you, the doctor who originally came out and said that his brain cancer may have been from anabolic surgery canted the story after his death.
Okay. And that's the typical answer I get. I might try to avoid the whole discussion anymore with people that are uneducated on it, but that's how well the government can demonize something they want to.
Right. And then, and keep in mind, for those of you who do agree that anabolic steroids have the potential to kill people, remember that all of the risks carried by anabolic steroids are carried by female contraception. So, for those of you who are saying the American government is right to protect those men from taking anabolic steroids, scratch your head and go, why aren't they protecting their daughter? Wait, my daughter's been on birth control for how long? It increases the risk of thrombosis, breast cancer, uterine cancer. All these things that they talk about steroids doing, those drugs do too. So let me get this straight. It's not okay to put yourself in harm's way because you want to look good and be stronger, but it's okay if you don't want to have a baby. Interesting. It's what our priorities are.
I don't understand why they care about the anti-estrogen compounds so much. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, that's not an anabolic steroid, so what is their issue there?
Well, I do have to say that I have a slight problem with anti-estrogens that are used willy-nilly because in men, we have so little estrogen to begin with, and estrogen has a profound neuroprotective effect on the body. That's why men develop Parkinson's disease at a higher rate and sooner than women do, and women catch up to us after menopause. So I would say that I understand your argument, but I would also say that taking it as an estrogen requires a little responsibility on the taker's part.
No, I
agree with you, but I think that I don't want to act cavalier about anti-estrogens because I think that people who take anti-estrogens need to make sure that they take the recommended dose. Anti-estrogens are one of those things that more is not better. That's all.
Agreed. I mean, you know, Ergopharm 6-OXO is probably one of the most popular ever. I don't know of anybody that died or had any serious complications from using it, but I can't say I've researched it that deeply.
Yeah. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show. Robert, let's go ahead and plug your products and website real quick.
IronMagazine.com, IronMagazineForums.com, and then our sister company, Iron Mag Labs. So any support, you know, that you would want for our products, you would want to go to IronMagazineForums.com.
Is that where you'll find the posters of your new products?
Iron Mag Labs, you know, where you're going to find the methodology stream.
And is it for sale yet, or it's not released yet?
Nope, we have it in stock now.
Okay. How much is a bottle?
One bottle is $54.99, and you only need one bottle for a cycle. That would be two capsules a day. And I would highly discourage anyone from going above two capsules a day if it's going beyond 4 weeks.
Well, there you go. And as I tell everybody, I don't sell anything, so always patronize the sponsors whenever possible. Check out IronMagLabs.com today. Robert, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another live episode of Super Human Radio. So tune in.
Superheroes, this is the Superhuman Channel.